This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back. My name is Kendall Crevis, and I'm here to help people talk to their dead cars. Is there someone here who had a car that started with an H? H or an N?
Brand of car? Yes, question. Brand of car or name of car? Like what I personally called the car?
Either one, sir. What was the name of your car?
Jeff.
Okay, so there was a J. Was it a Jetta? A Nissan Jetta?
No.
Okay. Was it a Toyota?
It was a Volkswagen Jetta.
That's what I meant. Okay, I'm getting that now. It seems like your car is playing a joke on me. Okay, your car is saying...
Jeff was always funny.
Your car is saying vroom, vroom. Does that make sense to you?
Not to me, but it would make sense to Jeff.
Yes, okay. And I'm guessing Jeff died from a... I'm seeing like a battery or an engine. It's like a battery or an engine or like
yes.
Yes. Was that how he died?
Yes. He was battered by an engine. Another car's engine popped out, took a baseball bat and just battered the shit out of Jeff.
Okay. Well, Jeff wants... Yes, Jeff? Okay.
Oh, is he speaking to you?
Sorry, shut up for a second. Yes, Jeff?
Okay.
Don't say okay after. Okay. Okay, Jeff wants you to know he loves you very much, and he cannot wait to see you in heaven.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
No, I hated Jeff. We were enemies. He's going to kill me when
okay,
I get
to heaven. Okay,
who else? It's good to know.
I'm getting
excuse
like
Excuse me, Mr. Kravis?
Yes.
Yeah, I have a Honda Accord.
Oh, that must be the H I was seeing, a Honda Accord. And what was the name? What did you name your Honda Accord?
Mr. Carr.
Yes, I'm seeing that now. I see MC. I thought that was like a rap thing, but now I'm seeing MC stands for Mr. Carr. So Mr. Carr, okay, what am I? I'm seeing like a green or a black or a red, maybe like a bluish, greenish, blackish red.
You're amazing. He was yellow.
Yes, if you subtract green from blue, you do get, that's what it was. Was Mr. Carr into math? Was Mr. Carr into meth?
Yeah.
Is that how he died?
No, he fell off the side of a cliff.
Oh, who was... Forgot to put him in park. Yes, I'm getting this now.
Can you talk to family members, too? Because my family was in that car.
Was one of your family members a car?
No.
No.
Well, Jeff was a car.
Jeff was a car.
Oh, did Mr. Carr and Jeff know each other?
I don't know.
You two were meant to fall in love. Is that your wife next to you, sir?
Yeah.
And is that your husband next to you, ma'am?
Uh-huh.
Leave them. You two were meant to be together. Your cars want you to marry.
There's at least a 30-year age difference. He's much younger than me.
Which way? Oh, I'm younger. Okay.
Your cars.
Just looking at you, I couldn't get it.
Jeff and Mr. Carr want the two of you to live together. I don't know how I'm feeling this. I just know it. And if you don't get married, they will start to exact revenge.
I'm honestly okay with it. If this is the end for us,
well, you're
marrying. I'm fine with it.
What's your favorite fast casual dining?
Chili's.
Me too.
Well, Applebee's.
Well, yeah, Chili's is what you tell people because you're embarrassed the answer is Applebee's. This is not my first rodeo.
Honk, honk. My name's Adam Rafai.
I'm JBZ.
And we are hundreds of episodes in, which is why this is the opening.
Whoops.
Hi, guys. Do you like my new location?
Oh, yeah.
This is my first time recording outside of the closet.
Wow.
You're in L.A. now, right?
You're clear. Okay, so let's try and use context clues. Behind you, I see a big metal fridge. I see a nice marble counter with a faucet. You are recording in your kitchen?
Get there? Yes, kitchen. I'm in my kitchen. Let's see if I'm funny in here.
I was going to say guest bathroom, because that looks like every guest bathroom I've ever been in.
Oh, no. Well decorated and welcoming. Thanks.
Aaron,
you're insulting me and I couldn't.
Aaron, I will say funny in the kitchen sounds like a Maurice Sendak book.
Yeah, that's true.
Let's see if I'm funny in the kitchen.
Let's see. What's up, guys? See. What's new with you?
Oh, what is new with me? I just got back from a cruise. We went on a cruise for Gemma's birthday, which is very fun. I think the first day of the cruise or second day of the cruise, because I hardly ever touch sand or go out in the sun, I sent the two of you a picture of me with little lobster limbs. I got burnt. I got burnt real bad, and I peeled for a week.
It's rough going from a Chicago winter to any sort of like location where the sun is just going to be out for a long time, because we're just not prepared. I mean, I saw myself yesterday in the mirror and I was like, oh, I'm like a ghost. Like I need the sun to come back, because I need to feel something on my I feel like I'm going to blow away like I'm made of paper.
The picture I sent you was like from my elbow up. I look like an elephant tusk. Like I look made of ivory. Yeah. And then from my elbow down, it was like the back of like a 65-year-old Tennessean's neck or something. Like it was so red.
You say made from ivory, but I say sculpted from marble.
Ooh,
I think this guy's fucking cut. He's fucking chiseled. He's fucking David and Goliath over here.
Get a room.
I'm David and Goliath.
You're both, of course, baby.
David in the streets, the full Goliath package. In the sheets. Aaron, what's new with
Statue
you?
Of
JBC,
David
what's
and
new
Goliath.
With you?
The only thing that's new with me, if I'm being honest, is we all know I got a dog named Spaghetti, but what we don't know is the two of us are at war.
What happened?
We are locked in an immortal battle of will for the ages. So I think I may have talked about this before, but I made the fucking sucker ass mistake of sometimes my dog wouldn't want to eat out of her food bowl. So I play this game, and Mariah, we both do this, where we'll throw her food across the floor and she'll run across the floor and get her food kibble by kibble. And she loves it and she has a good time. Well, this is a fun game to like, keep her distracted. Now it is the only way that she'll eat.
Oh, no.
So we are now on day two of Spaghetti Hunger Strike, where we're like, we got to stop. We can't play the game with her. She has to eat the food in her bowl. And she's like, I simply won't. And I'm like, okay, well, one of us is going to die. Because we're both too stubborn and proud. So we're trying to coax her. We're being very tricky with her, but we're not caving in.
How many hours into not eating is she?
This is her second like evening without having food. She only eats dinner. She only eats like food in the evening. So this is evening number two. But I'm downstairs and Mariah's upstairs, and she said she will text me when Spaghetti finally goes to her bowl. Because sometimes she'll fight it and she'll act like she's a tough guy, and then she'll go to her bowl and just eat it. So we're at war. It's a war.
I am completely unsurprised that your pet would go on strike. Like I assume she's unionizing the other dogs.
I'm on her side. Yeah. I'm on her side.
We at one point she wasn't eating her food, so we started buying this sweet potato puree to top her food to give her like another interesting taste. And Mariah was like, "Now we just have to think of something else to put on it." And I'm like, "No, it has to stop because every 4 months we're gonna have to think of a new creative way to get her to eat her fucking dinner, which we're not doing." So we'll see how this all shakes
out.
I'm always interested in this. Why is she a one meal a day dog, and why is it at night?
We used to just keep food out for her. When she was a puppy, she ate food in the morning and in the evening, and then she just stopped eating the morning food. And so, like, she always has food in her bowl, so she technically can eat whenever, but she just doesn't. She just only likes to eat kind of at night.
It's wild to me when I hear of dogs that are picky eaters. Like Lou today. I put my sandwich down for 1 second, and she, like a surgeon, meticulously just took the worst part of the sandwich, a little piece of lettuce, and just was like, and pulled it out, and then sprinted away.
That's amazing.
Like, you want to eat lettuce, you idiot? Are you kidding? Like, she will literally eat anything. I've had to, like, get cigarettes out of her mouth. pieces of paper. God. She's starving.
And if if you don't get what Aaron's talking about, Google surgeon takes lettuce.
If you didn't go to medical school, you're not going to get it.
The precision in which you
chicken on the sandwich.
Only surgeons could remove a piece of lettuce from a sandwich so smoothly.
If you saw what I saw, Adel, you would have described it exactly
like
the same way,
magician.
And that's comforting.
Dogs are surgical. Spaghetti is either well-trained or terrified, but she will not go for people food, but she will sniff it. She'll get real close and just go sniff, 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 sniff. And we'll say, what the fuck are you doing? Get away from that.
Get your nose off my food.
She's like, I was sniffing. It's a crime against sniffing.
That's what you pay me to do is I smell the smells. And all of a sudden you don't want me to smell?
That's part of
not poison, by the way. Not poison. You're welcome.
Sniffing is on my set list. I'm only playing the hits. I think I told you, but we gave Brisket just randomly, we gave him a little bit of wet food, and now he'll shrug off his dry food, and every time we go to the kitchen, he thinks it's feeding time for wet food. So he always goes to the kitchen when we go to the kitchen and like looks up at us and mews. And when he doesn't get his wet food, he like throws a little fit. But now he will not eat his dry food because he's like, I'm not going to fill up on empty calories because I am a wet food boy only now. I'm a little wet boy.
What Enya song do you think played in his head when he tasted wet food for the first time?
Sail Away.
Wait.
I'm glad I asked.
He closed his eyes. He's like, meow, 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 meow.
Glad I asked.
And Adel, we can cut this if this isn't something you're comfortable talking about, but you told me that Brisket Muse and Fries Kevin Smith.
Yes.
We can cut that.
Yes,
we can cut
that. Yes. Because yeah, okay. Fries was relentless in trash talking Bruce Willis and now regrets it.
Lou growled at Sean today when she realized that he wasn't also coming on the walk with us.
Wow.
She like really, the pinnacle of joy is when Sean and I both take her for a walk. She starts trotting like a horse and gets zoomies immediately. And he was by the door and then he shut the door in her face and she just growled.
Betrayal. That's betrayal.
Like, how dare you? And then she was grumpy her whole walk. And I was like, hello.
When you came back, was Lou sitting on the stairs holding like a half glass of port and is like, oh, well, look who came home. Dinner's in the freezer.
Whenever we come home after being gone for a while, it looks like she was like, I was going to die here. She's that horrible separation anxiety.
Yeah.
Looks like she thought she was going to die and now she knows she's going to be safe. It's very sad.
So for
but she's working on it.
Idiots like me, Aaron, separation anxiety for a dog, that means they get anxious when you try and pull them apart?
Yeah, when I try to separate her limbs from her body, she's like, this is making me a little anxious.
Interesting.
No,
I'm getting a little uncomfortable.
She's gotten a lot better, but we're working on it.
Well, if this is your first episode of Hey Riddle Riddle, I got to be honest, this is kind of what the show is now.
Yeah, look, if you're looking for something else, you probably are. But this is what it is, and leave it or love it, okay?
Yeah. Love it or
leave
it.
Yeah, maybe just keep your coat on and head out if this is too much for you. We get it.
But if you want to sit
don't
by the fire.
Don't get comfy here.
Yeah. If you want to sit by the fire and warm up with some little riddles, we can give you a little bit of that. We can give you a taste. Let's do some warm-up riddles. These are going to be...
Okay.
I mean, these are almost too freaking easy. These are almost riddles for kids, but we'll start with these just because it's been a little while.
When Adel says these are almost riddles for kids, these are riddles for kids. Riddles this is what he's got. He's
you know
he's
brought
riddles.
It's going to be humiliating when we don't get them right away.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He's trying to put us in our place. I get it. Mm-hmm. I get it.
Yeah. All right. This is a power move.
Put down your chocolate milks. Here we go. First one. What are the coolest letters in the alphabet?
69.
Oh, coolest.
Buddy, we got
letters in the alphabet. Did you say letters in the alphabet?
I did, which is why I'm worried about JPC.
No, yeah, but I
letters in the alphabet.
I couldn't tell if it was plural or not. That's why I asked.
Oh, okay. Let's think about this. So, like XOXO, I mean, obviously, Gossip Girl. That's pretty cool to be referenced on a television show that big.
It could be something like the book C to B, where it's like two letters next to each other sound like cold or chilly or ice or something like that.
Aaron, you're on a good track, a very good track. I do want to see, since we're talking about the coolest letters in the alphabet, I do want to see a quick scene. The two of you are, we'll say, like grade school, junior high students. And there's a spelling bee going on and you're both trying to participate in the spelling bee, but you're both trying to be super cool about it. Gotcha. And I will be the, I want to say conductor.
Yeah, conductor's I was going to say proctor, but I don't think that's right either.
No, we're not looking at anybody's asshole, JVC. All right, the next word for our two finalists, the next word is going to be gravity.
Can you use it in a sentence, please?
Defying gravity.
S-E-X, comma, D-R-U-G-S, comma, A-N-D, R-O-C-K, and R-O-L-L.
Judges?
Gravity.
Okay, I'm being told that's wrong. I'm being told you spell six drugs. No, I see what's going on. You're thinking of Seussical the musical.
No.
And Gravity is from Wicked. Thank you, Joan. That was very nice of you, and you can stop winking at the class now.
All right, let me just light a cigarette and get on my skateboard. Zoom.
Oh, she banged her knee real hard into the talk tray.
Ow! Oh, my God. Ow.
Joan, you can go to the nurse if you need to. Roger.
Can someone walk me? I can barely walk.
Joan,
can
just sit on your skateboard. Joan, sit on your skateboard and just kind of scoot your way along.
Can
like
Kim push me there?
No,
please,
because
let Kim.
Last time I let Kim come with you, what happened? The two of you got
arrested.
That's right. Roger, Joan, actually, why don't you stick around, because we do need to figure out who's the class spelling bee. Roger, go ahead and try and spell gravity.
Okay. I guess. I mean, whatever, man.
Roger, it is 110 degrees in this classroom. I can't believe that leather jacket is comfortable. You can take it off.
I can't take it off, but I can also leave it on. I mean, what are we talking about here, Mr. S? Take off my jacket. I mean, come on. Up your elbow with a rubber smell bone, Mr. S. Come on.
What are the toe birds? What's a toe bird?
Hey, okay, what's going on, Mr. S? You got something you need me to solve? Get a load of this guy.
He's acting like my grandpa did.
He's dying in World War One?
Yeah.
Sorry, that was a teacher joke.
That's
not very funny if it's real.
It went over my head. Yay.
Joan, you're 12 years old. Your grandpa didn't even know what Vietnam was.
You guys are calling me a liar again. My mom is Reese Witherspoon. My grandpa died in World War One. I was on a famous TV show, but the episodes just aren't. They're missing from the internet. I hate you guys.
Hey, come on. Don't talk to me. I didn't say nothing to you.
We told you last week we all have Google search result pings set for whenever there's no place like Joan is revealed on the internet, okay?
I'm a liar.
When the search produces a result, we will watch all the episodes in class, and you can give a little speech, Joan, okay?
Ow, my knee.
Hey, I didn't do nothing.
My leg is broken. Can Kim take me outside to McDonald's?
Hey, if you're saying that I galooly'd you, you got another thing coming. I didn't touch this lady's knee.
You're passing out actively from heat.
Ooh, ah, hoo, ha. What? Come on. I don't do nothing about it.
Roger, did you just reference Jeff Galooly, the guy who hit Nancy Kerrigan on the knee with a pipe?
Mr. S, you're blowing up my spot, okay? Come on.
What's this zipper at the top of your hairline?
Let me just zip.
Who are you?
Seed.
Seed?
Scene. Does that, will that get
oh,
me
you can,
out of
you
this?
Can't just say scene to get out of telling us who you
actually,
are.
Actually, Joan, he can.
S-C-E-N-E, seed.
Is that Uncle Santa? I'm going home.
Insane. What are the coolest letters in the alphabet? And I'll give you a little hint. I think this might help expedite the process. There are two letters we're looking for, and they do not come, they're not, I want to say sequential, but they're not back to back.
Wait, so they're the coolest, or is it like cold, or like...
It does have to do with cold, yes.
Okay, like temperature. They're talking about the coolest.
And when you say they do not come, I mean, it could be like a medication that they're taking, or it could have been something that they ate.
It's tantric. It's tantric.
Oh, it's on purpose.
It's like saying, yeah.
Gotcha. Oh, okay.
Oh, I see. I and C.
Aaron, you have one of them correct.
I.
But here's what I'll say. I see is technically correct. That is a good and great answer, and that is legally correct. But
are you afraid of me? Yes. That's great, Aaron. That's a great answer, and you're so tall.
I text you that after every episode.
Yeah.
And you never reply.
Lose my number.
Is this a whole thing where you're trying to get me to say CD and then you'll say CD's nuts? Because I've been there, my friend. And it's
ding,
if you
ding,
think
ding.
I'm going to fall for that again.
He cut onto my little game. So, Aaron, you have one of the letters right, and it's the second one.
C.
It's the coolest letter, and it's C.
What are the coolest letters in the alphabet? And think about when you're at home and it's summertime.
Oh, AC.
AC.
Air conditioning. Okay, cool.
I think
so this isn't
better.
A riddle.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I didn't have the full answer up. The coolest letters in the alphabet are AC space SLATER.
Got it. ASLEE.
ASLEE. For your hardware needs. Here we go. Let's do another one. This is going to be a little kind of a fun little warm-up riddle. How is a dollar like the moon?
It's made of cheese. It has holes in it.
Okay, we have to pause.
There's only one.
We have to dang.
Nope, it's too late. You can't touch me anymore.
Okay.
I'm 30 now. I'm not 26 anymore, motherfucker. You can't dead stop me left and right.
I'm scared of you.
Yeah, I haven't blinked in a year.
I'm
fucking scared.
You're
in my kitchen now.
How is a dollar like the moon?
How is a dollar like the moon? And moon is spelled MOON. There's no trickery in the spelling.
It controls the tides.
They're both pretty fucking worthless, in my opinion.
You're both right. They're both worthless. And Aaron, you are correct. A dollar is like the moon because it can help women sync up on their periods.
You don't know anything. Oh. No, that's true. Kinda.
Let's see. Because the earth, like money, is what makes the world go round, baby.
Legit, good answer.
Okay.
But not what we're looking for here.
Is it specific to a dollar bill, or would this also apply to like a 10, 20, 30, a 30?
It is a $30 bill.
Who would be in the $30 bill? Not like who we'd want to be. Who would actually be?
I
want to
say Houdini.
God. I'm so
Jennifer
fucking
Garner.
Stupid. I'm so fucking stupid to casually talk about the $30 bill.
I think, truly, Aaron, I think it would be the Allstate guy who was the president in 24.
I love that guy. I love that guy.
Also, he's also Pedro Serrano in Major League.
You know who I'd put on the $30 bill is the Can You Hear Me Now guy that was working for Verizon and then switched over to Sprint. I think that
you love the chaos of that guy.
Yeah,
I do. I truly do.
I
love how that guy's
your
like
hero.
I love how that guy had one role and it was like I'm in this Verizon campaign that ran forever. He probably made a good deal of money on it, and when it ended, he was like, "Well, that was a good run. Like I did a good run on the Can You Hear Me Now thing," and then 10 years later, Sprint was like, "You want to do it again?" And he was like, What is my life?
That guy probably has his own little island.
I love it. I love it. Good for him.
Him and Flo from Progressive are just probably private planes, little islands, all kinds
good
of nasty shit they're getting up to.
Good for them. They did a commercial for an insurance company or a cell phone.
So
this is, to answer your question, JPC, this is very specific to $1.
Okay.
And you should think about, the probably best way to approach this is to think about what goes into a dollar, what composes a dollar.
Got it.
And
so
then you can kind of reverse engineer it from there.
Is it something
paper?
About coins or like
yes.
four quarters?
Yes. Yep,
four
there
quarters?
You go. That's it. They both have four quarters.
Wait, the moon, I'm sorry, help me out here. The moon has four quarters.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. This is, how's a dollar like an NBA game?
Oh, shit. wait, was it the moon?
What's up?
Was it the moon? Was it how's
yeah,
a dollar like
moon.
The moon?
Yeah, they both have four quarters.
What does that mean?
The quarters of a moon.
What are the quarters
there's
of
the
a
phases
moon?
Phases of okay. So there's the full moon.
Yeah.
There's a half moon. There's a crescent moon, and there's no moon. Aaron's acting it out with her hands.
I showed it with my hands.
I'm sorry, but there's also a ton more than that. It's not like it goes from one to the other, and it just there's four different types of moon that you can have.
I want to see a scene.
Oh,
I've never heard of the quarters of the moon.
Please,
okay,
can
Aaron,
I
you go ahead since I already called one.
Great,
and I'm terrified of you.
Thank
That's canon
you.
Now.
Okay, so I want to see a scene. JPC, you've lived on the moon for quite some time.
Okay.
Adel, you're an astronaut going there, and you're sort of coming upon JPC's living situation on the moon.
That's one small step for mankind.
Yes, yes, yes. Whoa. Very big day for you. Uh-huh. Very big day for you. One step for mankind.
What? What?
One step on my porch.
How?
You're
this
on my
is
porch.
Your house?
Yes. The moon is my home.
I must have died. I died in the...
Hey, you know what? If you puke in your space, if you puke in your spacesuit, that is nothing to me. I do not care if you puke in that spacesuit. But if you take that helmet off and you get puke on my moon, we will have words.
How are you up here without any sort of protective gear or helmet yourself?
Oh, that's a very good question. It's a very Earthling-centric question. I am, of course, an alien. I breathe out of space.
Houston, I have contact with a Moonanite. That's the name I've... made up on the spot?
No.
Hey, I told you to only use this line if you had something important to say. Okay?
Sarah Houston, my ex-girlfriend, please.
I know.
I'm on the moon. Please be impressed.
You...
I know that you're... Okay.
No, you do not tell me that I'm a Moonanite. You do not choose my name for me. You do not do that. You are on my moon. You know what I think you are? I'm going to make a name for you. Fuck. Earthling,
Jerry.
I already
Jerry.
Said. It's
yeah,
Jerry?
Yeah.
Ugh, okay, fine. Jerry, get off my moon.
Well, I can't do that. I'm here to push the boundaries of what mankind is capable of, and now that I know there's life on the moon, I can't simply walk away. I must
Let's see,
I must sacrifice myself.
What is mankind capable of? Rudeness, I will say that.
Is the human race capable? Well, that's even... how do I...
No, don't... Don't act like you're representing Earth. You're representing humans. Deer did not tell you to come up here and step all over my moon.
That's fair, yes.
A beluga right. whale did not say, puke in your helmet up there. That's not a conversation that was had.
So you've seen Star Trek, the movie.
Yes, I'm a big fan of some specific parts of Earth culture, but I'm not a fan of unannounced visitors, rudeness, stepping, and dirty sneakers on my moon.
What is your name?
My name is Penis. I understand what that is in your
Houston,
language.
Houston. One second. I have to jot something down.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm on a date, Jerry. What do you need?
What?
I'm on a date.
Who? Is it Clark?
Yes.
Is it Clark?
Yes.
My twin brother?
Yes. He's so
Sarah,
funny.
My twin brother? What?
Do you need something? I know I'm at work, and I am Houston. Sarah Houston works as...
You're on a date at work? I don't...
Yes.
Okay, listen. Hey.
He bought me a picnic.
He bought you a picnic? Listen, I don't have time. I'm on the moon, and I just met a Moonanite called Penis.
Tell her it means bravery in our language.
He said it means bravery in the Moonanite language.
It doesn't. It doesn't, but tell her, because it doesn't. It means butthole in our language.
He said, you gotta come up here. This is the fun. You say I'm not funny. This is the funniest thing I've ever experienced.
Hold on.
This little guy named Penis.
Did you just invite someone else up here? Are you not listening?
What? What's wrong? There's so much room here.
There is now, but as soon as people start coming up,
oh, wait.
There's not gonna be as much room.
Sorry, my ex is eating her linguine on her picnic.
Linguine.
See? Cancel this show. Cancel Hayward
Alone. Defund podcasts.
Oh, God.
It's funny that Adel said his character's name was Jerry because I was just playing George Costanza in that scene.
I think subconsciously I knew that.
Yeah, and you were like, Jerry, I really want to go like, Jerry!
Serenity now!
Do you guys know that TikTok trend where... women will stitch videos of guys having podcasts talking about how, like, why women suck, and they'll
stitch it
and then take the microphone away from them and walk away and glare, just like, get a microphone away from men. I felt like someone should come and grab my microphone away from me when I said, linguine. I think I should lose the privilege of being able to talk into a microphone after that. I'm willing to step away. I get it.
I think you're watching too much TikTok. I think you're watching too much TikTok, and you just, you got to know, nobody should be taking Aaron's microphone, okay? You got good stuff to say, and linguine is...
Some
of the best stuff
Aaron,
you've ever said.
Aaron, in a scene where there was a Moonanite named Penis and it meant butthole, you were the least offensive thing.
You guys are my imaginary friends. Of course you're going to tell me I'm smart.
In a scene where an astronaut was talking to his ex, Sarah Houston, you were the least silly thing in that.
You two figments of my imagination, of course you're going to be on my side, but I think the public's going to feel differently. Okay, I'm ready for more riddles, I think.
We got to do, almost like Garfield without Garfield, we got to do an episode that's Aaron without JVC and Adel.
No, oh, yeah. It's too sad. Why? I wouldn't show up.
Okay, Aaron, you would do that. Would you do that for me on my birthday?
Show up and do an episode by myself?
Yes, for my birthday episode. You would give me 10 minutes? Night off. No, it has to be an hour. No.
Okay, fine. I will do an hour long. It's just going to be me memorizing the JPC guided meditation that was on the Patreon and doing it verbatim.
And Aaron, for my birthday, can we do a Hey Riddle restaurant pop-up? And the only dish we serve is linguine scene?
Yes, of course. And then the poison drinks that you have to pee out the poison.
You have to pee out the poison.
Ooh, what else would be on the menu?
I would love to do a pop-up and serve poison drinks.
I'm sure hummus is women would be up there. Women is hummus would be on
little
there.
Monkey bone broth.
monkey bone broth.
Hummus.
All right, look, we obviously have a lot of recipes to create, so why don't we do this? Why don't we just step away, take a little break, create some recipes, and come back with some linguine?
JPC.
Uh-huh.
Absolutely, we should do that, but we're figments of Aaron's imagination.
That's true.
We have to convince Aaron to step away.
Oh, that's right.
Aaron, do you want to go to ads?
Linguine.
Shout out to Claritin for supporting this episode and providing us with samples.
JPC.
Two words rhymes with, oh no, you're sick.
Yes, it rhymes with, oh no, I'm sick. You know what? You guys are never going to get it. I was trying to show you I need Claritin. Claritin.
Oh, JPC, why don't you just hold up a box of Claritin?
Oh, I have this box of Claritin right here. Camera goes ping, and I smile and I kind of wink when I hold up my box of Claritin D.
JPC, I know that you famously live with allergies. You're an allergy sufferer.
Famously.
But you don't have to live like that. You can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Yeah, luckily for those of us who live with the symptoms of allergies, we can live Claritin clear with Claritin D.
Guys, I know that you've been saying this live clear with Claritin D thing. It seems supernatural, but you've been saying it a ton just to me, like in casual conversation. Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. We all know it. I picked up my own Claritin D, and I think that everybody should use this product. I have allergies. I have the scratchy throat, the itchy throat. There's nothing worse. There's a lot of things worse, but there's nothing worse from a personal day-to-day level than that scratchy throat. Claritin D takes it all away. It's designed for serious allergy sufferers. Claritin D has two powerful ingredients in just one pill that relieve your allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better and podcast funnier. That's not part of their ad copy. I want Claritin to know I added the podcast funnier. The double action combination of prescription strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant available relieves sneezing, a runny nose, itchy and watery eyes, an itchy nose and throat, and sinus congestion and pressure with ease. It makes you pretty funny on a podcast. That they put in there. I don't know why they put that in there.
But don't take it from the three of us. Take it from Claire Teen, the teenage Claire who loves Claritin. Claire?
I have a teenage Claire that loves Claritin. Ready to live your life like you don't have allergies? It's time to live Claritin clear.
Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter.
Yeah.
You don't even need a prescription. Woo-hoo. So go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin clear. That's Claritin.com right now. Use as directed.
Yep.
Live Claritin clear. JPZ, live Claritin clear.
Live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Claritin.
Yes, live Claritin clear with Claritin D. Yes.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax. the way car buying should be.
I have an update.
What's up?
There has been...
Computer?
Oh, no, no, no.
Oh, spaghetti.
It's not a computer update. There has been a ceasefire. The war has been called off after 2 short days. I got a text from
Mariah has eaten spaghetti's food. Congratulations, everybody. We did it.
What if I went up there and she had eaten spaghetti's food and she's like, this is the only way she'll learn.
The only outcome where everybody wins.
She's just like licking her lips and like her licking the sauce off her fingers.
Dragged her ass out of bed, went back to the bowl, ate her full dinner. And Mariah says, uh-oh, now she's frisky. So now she wants to play, but it's because she ate all of her food. So she lost. Mariah and I won. All it took.
Congratulations.
All it took
was a union.
A fresh can of sweet potatoes poured over her food.
I don't want to be dramatic. This is akin to the freaking Berlin Wall being dismantled.
It's true. It's the end of an era. Now, I will say we will fight this battle many, 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 many more times. Like tomorrow, for instance, we'll be fighting it. But for now, both sides have come away with bellies full, hearts clear, and eyes with nary a tear.
Huh. I never saw that episode of Friday Night Lights. Now, I know we all just ate a buffet dinner, but let's get out there and play football.
Linguini
scene. Okay, let's get back into maybe a few more riddles.
Oh, I'm actually game for that.
Yes, okay. The second half of the episode, I'm always like really ready to do a million riddles. So do as many as you want.
The pump is primed. Aaron is ready. Here we go. 2 in a corner, 1 in a room, 0 in a house, but 1 in a shelter. What am I?
Pool table.
2 in a corner. Angles.
Nice shelter with a pool table.
Door.
You said angles?
Yeah, 2 in a corner, 1 in the room. What is... Give me more.
I want to see a scene real quick.
Okay.
Aaron, you're in your house, and for the first time ever, standing in the corner, you notice an angle, which is an angel who has yet to receive its wings, played by JPC.
What got caught in there? Is it a cobweb?
Sorry. I'm not the Babadook.
Holy shit, you look a lot like the Babadook.
First of all, the Babadook is a gay icon. I love his style, and so I am dressed like the Babadook, but I am not the Babadook. I'm an angle. Hello. My name's Kurt.
Did you say angel?
Ah, so you've heard of my kind. No, I am an angle. They say that once, you know, angels get their wings, but really we just get our E's and our L's switched around. When I do get my wings, I will become an angel. For now, I am an angle, wingless. That is why the Babadook outfit does kind of work, because with wings, I think it would take away from it. But hi, I am Kurt, and welcome to me. I guess it's Ashante.
Are you here with me because of the email I sent my sister when she was in college, when I was in 5th grade and she was a freshman in college? And I was sending her really long emails because I missed her. And in one of them, I said, guess what I'm going to be for Halloween? An angle! Because I didn't know how to spell angel. And then it made her laugh so hard that she printed it out and then printed out several copies. And they were hanging in a bunch of people's rooms on her floor. And it became like a comedy thing for her floor.
This is perfect. Yes. Wow. Yeah, of course I am. It usually takes people way longer to get there. Again, sorry about 20 years later. We are so backed up there. But
seems like it. The world's kind of...
Okay, I'm just one angle, okay? I can't...
That's the world.
I can't do everything. Anyway, I am down here to get you to... Okay,
I'm down here. Noises and it's making me laugh. Sorry, my bad person, Mr. Angle.
No, I did say 20 years, so maybe you should be a little past that one. That's pot calling the kettle, really. I'm here to make you make amends with your sister so that you can put everything back together. I can get my wings, I can get my L and my E swapped, and then I can go back up to heaven.
That's great. Sounds like sort of a you thing. Oh, I guess I get to make up with my sister.
Yeah, you haven't spoken to your sister in, what, like 20 years ever since that incident, right?
Yeah, well, not in a way where I trust her to not make fun of me for spelling things wrong.
Of course, yeah. I mean, we all have our little run-ins. Trust me, I have so many brothers.
For example, I don't think she would think that this is funny, me making fart noises with my mouth. Adol would think it's funny. But my sister.
Okay, I don't have time to learn all about your life and like every facet of every relationship. So let's just stick to the sister stuff. Why don't you give her a call? And then I will. Are you familiar with Cyrano de Bergerac? De Bergerac?
The guy talking from the bushes to, the play that people say they've seen, they haven't.
I should just say Roxanne or The Truth About Cats and Dogs, because these are the references, and the, you know, much easier to pronounce than Cyrano de Bergerac or whatever.
Can I ask you a question? You keep looking at your watch. You're obviously in a huge rush. You don't want to be my guardian angle too long. Are you going to a costume party, like a Halloween party, dressed as the Babadook, and that's why you want to
There is an angle Halloween party that I am going to. It's in 2 hours. I think I have time to do your thing. Here's the thing I'd love to show up with wings. The costume I know I said works without it, but it doesn't. I'm supposed to be Babadook Angel, okay?
You're being a little obtuse.
Okay. Yeah, I can see why your sister did the thing that she did now.
Linguini scene. Casey, that is the perfect scene to take out all of JPC's dialogue and just let Aaron's audio shine.
Just her fart noises and making herself giggle.
You guys, I'm kitchen Aaron now. Closet Aaron is gone. I'm kitchen Aaron. I'm funny in this room.
Oh, we got a kitchen Aaron mixer 1 year. It was great.
It was good. It didn't break too fast.
Two in a corner, one in a room, zero in a house, but one in a shelter. What am I?
Vowels.
You're not far off.
R's.
The letter R. There's two in a corner, one in the word room, zero in the house, one in a shelter. Very well done.
Yeah. I was very far off with vowels because there are two in most of those words, huh?
But you were thinking of the right. Alphabet, which was right in the wheelhouse. Let's do another one.
I'm having a really nice time. We hadn't recorded it in like a week. I'm happy to be here.
I know. Yeah, it's been more than a week. It's been like 12 days or something.
Hey, I'll be honest. It's been 4 hours.
We recorded this morning. I wasn't awake for that. I was asleep. That's when I was asleep. But now I'm here, and now I'm awake, and I have consciousness, and I'm enjoying this.
And listeners, you're going to want to check out, please check out our Patreon, especially the review crew we just recorded where Erin was asleep. Her speech made no sense. She made up a new language. Scientists are still deciphering what it means, but we are excited to figure it out. Here we go. Next riddle.
People would be so upset when they listen to that episode. They're like, I understood every word she said. What are they talking about?
Just passionately talking about a Nickelodeon movie.
What makes a loud noise when changing its jacket? Becomes larger, but weighs less. So this is something that makes a loud noise when it changes its jacket. It also becomes larger, but somehow weighs less.
A yellow jacket.
That is the hit TV show on Showtime.
If you've ever taken a bee apart, it's truly a wonder.
Hold on. Excuse me? Have I ever taken a bee apart?
Yeah, just taking a bee apart.
I was never angry 11-year-old boy, so no, I don't know.
No. You know how bees are made of parts, right? And you can take them apart.
Is there a Minik? I was going to say a Minik for bees, but then I was like, Adel, it's Minik bees.
My little secret, it's not a secret shame. It's just a little interest that I have. I really love bees. I think bees are really awesome.
Bees are wonderful. They do get a bad rap.
Because of the stinging.
Because of the stinging. But here's how noble they are. When they sting you accidentally, they're like, I am so embarrassed. They just fucking die.
That's how you know they're from the Midwest.
Bees are the most Midwest 100%. Animal, the most Midwest creature of all time.
Sorry about that.
I am so fucking embarrassed. Let me just die so as to not bother you further.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
No, I mean, I do think that bees are super interesting just with like the whole like hive mind. I love the idea that they worship at the feet of their queen.
They're a matriarchy. Love that. They work really well together. They communicate in ways we can't even understand.
They're obsessed with Mariah Carey, honey.
Yeah.
I just think they're like into flowers and they make artisan honey. Like, gorgeous. Love it.
Yeah. They're outstanding.
Yeah, and also, like, people also confuse, like, bees and wasps as well. And it's like, wasps, that's a completely different fucking type of bug, right? Like, if we can say fuck wasps, wasps ain't making honey. Wasps ain't doing shit.
Do you guys know that butterflies can't see their wings?
What?
They don't know how pretty they are. Oh,
why am I crying? Why did
I know,
you
I'm really
this?
Sorry. I couldn't carry that information on my own, and now I need you to know.
Aaron, is that what that One Direction song is about?
Probably.
Is it about a butterfly?
Is this what that Crazy Town song is about?
You're insecure. Yes. Don't know what for. isn't that horrible? Anyways,
yeah,
I'm ready for a riddle.
That's horrible.
Can you read it again?
I'll try it through the tears. What makes a loud noise when... Hold on. No, I want to see a scene.
I've broken it.
We have to... This is therapy through improv.
The guy who's in charge of reading the riddles keeps calling for scenes, which seems unfair. Like, I can't read a riddle. My job... he's taking everybody's jobs here. I can't just suddenly be like, oh, I'll start reading a riddle.
I want to see a scene. JPC, you are some sort of insect, maybe a bee or a yellow jacket. Aaron, you are a butterfly.
Okay.
And JPC, you are absolutely blown away and astounded by how beautiful this butterfly's wings are. Aaron, you sadly cannot see your own wings or your own beauty.
Hey, can I have a Jack and Coke, please?
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. You're just so beautiful.
Hey, dude, I actually can't handle the sarcasm today. I've had a really rough time.
Yeah, you could have a Jack and Coke. Hey, Brian?
Yeah.
This is Brian. Brian is he's a praying mantis. Brian, this is, what was your name?
Our Father, who art in heaven.
Hey, he's training to be a priest, but I'm trying to knock him out of it. I think if he meets a person like you, you might help my, can you help my friend out, please?
Yeah, what's your friend's, my
name's Monarch. I was born like an hour ago. You're embarrassing me. He's way out of my league. I just want to have my drink in peace.
Brian, this is Monarch. Monarch, this is Brian.
Oh my freaking Lord. And I don't say that lightly. I don't take the Lord's name in vain, but...
Did my mom call you before I came in here? She knows I've been feeling really insecure. Like, it's just so annoying because, like, I started as a worm, right? And I'm, like, eating all the leaves. And then I, like, was, like, so tired. Oh, my God, I got so tired. And I made myself, like, a little sleeping bag. And I was just, like, so sleeping. And then when I got out, I was, like, this is a little... And then I came out, and then I'm flying, and I'm, like, this is cool. Love to fly.
She's annoying. Never mind, she's annoying.
Oh, my God, just because I'm talking about myself? Fuck you, man. I just was opening up to you. First time in my whole hour-long life, I open up to someone, and they tell me I'm annoying? Oh, my God.
Listen, I can't,
Kim,
I can't date a,
Kim, can you walk me out?
Hold on. I can't date an hour-year-old. Do you know how bad that looks if I date an hour-year-old? If I'm out in the town, we go see a movie, and I'm arm-in-arm with an hour-year-old, do you know how bad I would get dragged? My wife would eat my head. Oh, I said too much.
Okay. Still sucks that you called me annoying. You know, I'm going to just have my Jack and Coke to go, please.
I got to help other customers. I'm sorry. But
you didn't even give me my drink yet.
It's a Saturday night. I got to
We have a Halloween
on.
Party tonight.
Spilled water. And now I can see my reflection. Sail away, sail away, sail away.
Linguini scene.
I'm beautiful. Sail away, sail away. You guys were so mean to that butterfly. You said it was therapy. Fuck you guys. What the hell, man? Oh, my God. It's fucking weird.
If you're a bartender, your job is just to listen to everything anyone has to say. Mm-hmm. My friends who are bartenders, I'm fascinated by the fucking shit that people tell them. I don't think I've ever like laid my guts down to like a bartender before, but it is wild how people treat them like therapists.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I've never done that, but I know, I mean, there's people, there's a community of people where it's like they drink at like one, like they're barflies, like they go to the same bar every time and they develop that relationship where they're just like, this is my church, this is my therapy, this is my friend group, this is everything.
Community.
I think
it's
called Cheers.
I mean, even like, even in the improv community with like bartenders that were friends of mine that I knew, I still would like, I was like, don't bother them at work. Just give them their money and let them move on.
Yeah, exactly.
To talk to like people who did bartend at like CIC or Annoyance or IO, the shit they have seen and heard is crazy. Also,
I can imagine.
One of them opened up to me about which improvisers tip and which don't. And
same.
It is a
I was talking to a friend of mine.
Non-surprising.
will remain nameless, who is a bartender and a bartender at an improv theater. And they were talking about like this younger generation of improvisers. And it's especially wild because of COVID. There's like a whole younger generation of improvisers that like didn't even have classes or had like weird online classes and just like did not have the same improv experience that I had. But I was very interested in, I was like in tipping and I was like, how are they at tipping? Like, how are these like these are young improvisers at tipping? And my friend was like, yeah, they're really great.
That's good.
They're like, surprisingly, they're all very good and they know, like, most of them tip like a dollar a drink or whatever, which is kind of standard, especially if you're having like a PBR or whatever at a bar. Yeah. And I was like, that's really cool. Like, I was very worried about that.
That's great.
That next gin.
There's one time I forgot to leave a tip at IO and I think about it. I think about it like three times a day.
Well, you know who else thinks about it three times a day is the bartender whose life you ruined.
Yeah. I know.
Let's see here. What makes a loud noise when changing its jacket?
I already know it.
What is it?
Let's move on. I don't need to say it.
Give me a...
Wait, now I have to start saying the answers to the riddles? If I know it, we should just move on.
Snake, hermit crab.
Aaron, you're looking at a recipe.
Oh, sorry. This is for the potion I'm going to make later to put a curse on you.
Oh, no.
Let's see.
What makes a loud noise when changing its jacket becomes larger but weighs less? The loud noise, I think, is very helpful.
That's a very good
hint. Changing its jacket is really sneaky, really silly, like just a
balloon,
really clever
a gun.
Way.
Yeah.
It's not a balloon or gun.
It's close.
This is edible. This is something edible.
Oh, really? Is it really something edible?
It is something edible.
Is it an animal?
Oh,
and I think that loud noise is your biggest clue. So think about foods that make loud noises.
Because a bullet works. A bullet satisfies all of those things.
Yum.
You lose the jacket. It expands and gets less, and it gets lighter because it's shedding its jacket. But the slug is spreading out. So
and you could definitely eat a bullet.
And it's a loud noise. So a bullet.
Your grandpa in World War War ate a bullet.
There's nothing in this riddle about
coconut.
Eating it.
Well, is it a fruit or a vegetable? Or what kind of food is it?
It's not a fruit or a vegetable. The best thing I can give is loud noise. And I would say it is a natural food. Like it's not, to some degree, it's a natural food. But it's more snacky. It's more something that you would eat in between meals.
Is this like a peanut?
Not far off.
Oh, you crack it. Oh, it's a little, and it's in the thing. It's in the shell, and then you open it.
Pistachio. Edamame.
Edamame too.
Edamame. Pistachio and peanut start with the correct letter, but is incorrect.
Is it a pecan?
It is not. It's not a nut. But that's close. That's closer than anything we've had so far. Crab legs. What makes a loud noise when changing its jacket becomes larger but weighs less? So I will say this is a food.
Would it be popcorn?
It is popcorn.
Okay.
Popcorn.
I get
nice
it.
Nice one. I want to see a scene.
Still think it should have been bullet. Bullet works. Bullet works. Triples is best.
Triples is best. I want to see a scene. JPC, you were at the movie theater seeing whatever movie of your choice you would like to be watching.
Okay.
Aaron, you are a piece of popcorn on top of the bag, and you are trying to make sure JPC doesn't eat you, and you're trying to just stall. Stall JPC as long as you can before you are eaten.
Oh, wow. I've really wanted to see this film for a really long time. I'm really excited to watch this whole thing to the end.
Yeah, me too. I've heard really great things about this.
Yeah, could you prop me up on the seat next to you just so I can get a better look?
The seat's really dirty next to me.
That's fine, that's fine.
I don't... Don't, hey, come on, don't
watch the movie, dude.
What the fuck? You got a problem, buddy?
No, I'm sorry, I don't. I'm just trying to enjoy the movie. I apologize.
You're apologizing to him?
Yeah. We're all trying to watch 14 Dresses. The sequel.
Prequel.
The 13 Dresses.
Prequel.
The prequel, thank you. Prequel, since you're Britain.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Why don't I move? I'm going to move seats so I don't disturb you any further.
Yeah, I'll stay here.
No, you come with me. I'm going to eat you later, so I don't want you to be on a seat or like left anywhere else. Okay.
I'm like covered in butter. It's like gross. Like you're not.
Yeah, you're the best one. I'm going to eat you later.
No.
What do you mean covered in butter? It's great. Yeah, and it's not really butter.
Milk
it's oil.
Should we go back and get some Milk Duds, Skittles, nope. Twizzlers?
I don't need anything else.
Nachos.
Excuse me. I'm here with my What? Did your popcorn just shush me?
Yes and no, and I apologize, and we're all just trying to enjoy the movie. I apologize to you.
Come on,
I'm
man.
I'm trying
let's
to enjoy the movie with my daughter. Do I need to get a manager?
No, I actually am the manager here, and I apologize. So why don't I, you know what? I'm just going to stand in the entryway, and I'm just going to watch the movie standing.
Yeah, you should just leave me here. Like, that would piss them off, wouldn't it?
You're coming. I'm going to eat you.
If I just was being here, like, pissing. No. Can I be honest with you? What's up?
You ruin movies for me.
You should probably, throw me out. Get me out of here. I'm being a nuisance. I'm the worst,
I'm going to eat you.
No.
And we all know I'm going to eat you. And the next time I sit down at a movie theater, you're going to show back up again. And because I pushed a wizard, and I knew I shouldn't have done it, but he was moving so slow and I wanted a crack of the drinking fountain.
We cut to that scene.
Just have to get up this hill.
Come on. It's not a hill. It's a step to a drinking fountain. Yeah. It's not a hill.
Use my staff as a cane. I'm a little short-staffed. My staff
Excuse me, sir. Can I just move? Can I just go around you? Can I just go to the drinking fountain?
You shall not go around me.
Push.
Zap.
Yeah, that wizard died. He's like a bee. Does one curse and then he dies. And now I'm here. Please don't eat me. I'm going to destroy your stomach, man. You're going to be in pain for 2 days if you eat me and my friends.
My whole life is pain. I'm a manager at a movie theater and I apologize to everyone who I interact with. There's nothing good in my life. I'm going to eat you because that one moment of sweet, salty, buttery flavor is all I have. And I'll tell you how it ends. She buys all the dresses, okay?
Fuck you.
I've seen it. I've seen the movie before.
That's so shitty, dude. You know what? I'm just one little popcorn.
I'm sorry.
With a dream to work in cinema.
You're right.
And you're going to make me go inside the just so gross inside your stomach. It's so gross.
Okay, come on.
You need to drink more water and less coffee, and we both know that. Your anxiety is mostly that, pal, okay?
Well, okay, look, I'm not looking for a diagnosis here.
Well, you're getting one.
Sure, wow.
And as the fight escalates, we smash cut to JPC's apartment. You're both laying in bed. Piece of popcorn, you have the covers up to your neck. And JPC, you're smoking a cigarette naked.
The line between love and hate is very close, isn't it?
We do this dance every Friday night, don't we, popcorn?
We do indeed. How about I eat you this time?
Blueberries or pecans? I just want to know what kind of pancakes to bake you in the morning.
Oh.
Excuse me, talking about pancakes, man. You took quite the tumble. You tried to shove me, but no. You fell down yourself. Are you okay?
Am I okay? Let me know. I feel my head, no blood. I feel down my pants. Take my hand out. Melted butter. So it wasn't a dream.
Wink.
Da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da.
Linguini. Linguini.
Meow, meow, meow. Meow, meow, meow. Meow, meow, meow.
Meow, meow, meow. Aaron, do you have anything to meow about?
What was the melted butter?
What was the answer to
that
riddle?
Was it popcorn?
What?
The melted,
who am
you
I?
Had a liquefied penis.
Okay.
You are Aaron Keefe.
Our Patreon, patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. Some of my favorite episodes ever have come out over the last couple months. And we have a stretch goal for a superhero episode that hopefully we're getting close to right about now. We recorded with 6 guests for it. It's one of my favorite things I've ever done for the show. And if you want to listen to that, patreon.com/heyriddleriddle. And also follow sitcom D&D on Twitter and Instagram. Adel's episode for that should be coming out soon.
Woo!
Adel,
anything to plug?
Thank you both. Yes, I want to plug. I recently did an episode of Escape This Podcast. Friends of the show, I think we've been on twice before. Mm-hmm. Very fun.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Very, very fun time.
We have been on twice.
I recently went back on and did a episode with Janet Morf herself, Janet Varney, and we escaped a room where we were both playing dogs, and we had to escape sort of it was like a veterinarian office kind of thing, just like a dog clinic. Very, very fun time. So please check that out again. Wow. It's called Escape This Podcast, and you can check out our previous episodes with the three of us, the three hosts, and now with our fourth host, Janet Varney. Also, please check out the Restricted Section podcast, which is a blast. I just recently went on there. And the two other things I want to mention. One is, if you're a fan of comedy, please check out a book written by Bob Odenkirk. He has a biography out now called Comedy, 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 Drama, which I'm not yet done with yet, but it is fantastic so far. And then also, while I was on vacation, Aaron texted me in the middle of the night and screamed at me to watch a show called Severance. And now I am obsessed. It is so good. It is the most like beautifully shot, so dry, so interesting, so funny, yet like fascinating TV show I've maybe ever seen. I highly, highly recommend. I'm not all the way caught up, but Severance, Aaron, thank you for that rec. And I want to pass along to everyone.
Adel, that was one of my favorite moments of our friendship. I texted you truly at like 11:30 at night. You dropped what you were doing and immediately put on Severance. And I was like, wow, this guy rules. This is amazing. He trusts me so much.
In our text, he was like, I know you haven't watched the show, but you have to watch it because in the newest episode, something happens and I want to talk to you about it. And I made a joke and I go, does Severance show up? And Aaron was like, yes, I'm trying to trick you into watching Waiting for Godot. And then I watched some Severance, and then I read an article about the creator, and it said he based the TV show on Waiting for Godot. And I'm like, this is amazing.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, it was sort of an accident.
Yeah. And I believe it's all out now, and I think it's Apple TV, right?
Apple TV, yes. So good.
Is how you watch it.
James, have you watched any?
I have not. I have not seen any of it
yet.
Check
it out. James, see anything you'd like to plug?
Sure. You know, it's very rare that I actually have the schedule done, but if you are listening to Bill Buds at all this month, you can hear us listen to, I think, Lady Gaga's Joanne, Rex Orange County's Pony, the Orville Peck's album, which is also called Pony. Johnny and I accidentally picked two albums called Pony to do in a month.
It's about Genuine.
And the soundtrack to a video game called Boyfriend Dungeon, which I played on stream, twitch.tv/SharkBarkman, and I really enjoyed. And you can listen to that. It's at Bill Buds Pod. You can find us anywhere that you find podcasts. Aaron.
Joanne,
yeah.
When you talk about you, have you recorded that yet?
Yeah, absolutely.
So Mirror on the Ceiling, that song, I forget what it's called, AO or something?
AO, yeah.
Called AO.
So, track two.
I think that might be my favorite Lady Gaga song.
Oh, that is one of Lady Gaga. It's like a straight up dance song. And it's about one of my favorite pieces of subject matter, which is having sex with Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
that's literally what the song is about. It's just her describing having sex.
I just very can't nice. Believe that song never blew up because it's so good.
It's amazing how an album that came out maybe 1 month before the 2016 presidential election didn't really have as much cultural staying power. I wonder what else was going on in the world
Let
at that time.
Let me mirror on the ceiling. Just all crying.
Lady Gaga and I were sleeping together, and she rolled over and she goes, "What do you want?" And I go, "Do what you want to my body." And she just went wild. Mm-hmm. So, and I think she stole that for a song lyric. But
and then I said, when I was sleeping here, I'm on the edge of following Jupiter. Thanks for joining us.
Can I not do one?
Cut out the same theme song. Cut out the theme song.
I wanted to know, keep it in, but just know that I was also going to do one where.
What is it?
She was wearing that meat dress, and I said, you know, that dress would look better on my grill. I mean, floor.
That's good.
I don't
actually
know.
Am
good.
Glad that
no,
we stopped.
I don't
right,
know.
You can
just
this,
play
Celine
this.
Can come back in.
Jupiter, and then Pie Forever, and play the song.
Do you have
cares?
Another one? Casey, cut it out again. Cut out
more?
The music. Do you
have
hold more?
On, what was it?
I don't know. I mean, like.
Oh, I have one.
Okay, go ahead, please.
This is one, actually. It's your story, but I'll tell it.
Sure.
You said that you and Lady Gaga were once having intercourse, and you dressed, or she was just known as Lady, and you, she was like, what do you want to role play as? And you said, Goo Goo Gaga. And then she was like,
got it.
I'm going to use that. And you said, Lady Goo Goo. I don't think so. She goes, no, the other one.
Okay.
And then she said, you're so good at sex. And then I said, I live for the applause. And then.
Oh, gotcha.
Casey, put the theme song back down.
Hold on. Was Lady Gaga on Telephone?
Yes, that's
yeah. She called me on a telephone once during we had phone sex telephone.
I have one. I have one for Poker Face, but I don't want to say it. So let's
Casey,
just end the episode.
Do it, Casey. Turn the music off, Casey.
Hey, Riddle.
there, Roms and Coms. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. We return to our classic brackets, but this time, Adel and Aaron have to team up and work together. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month and get ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.